grace and peace from our Heavenly Father Jesus and His Son Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Easter story that began last Sunday continues this morning. I have chosen the gospel that was just read. It was evening time on a Sunday, on that Sunday that the women had gotten up early, were getting ready to prepare the body of their loved one, Jesus Christ. As they were going down the road, they questioned each other. Who's going to remove that stone? They looked at each other, and from where they were standing, they could see the tomb up in the mountains there and the hills, that the stone had been moved away. Hey, look! Someone stole his body. So right away they turn around to go tell the disciples, except Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene kept on her journey to go to see what happened, to explore and see if they had left some evidence behind. She also believed that the body had been stolen. And as she walks up, there's nobody there. And she examines again when all of a sudden she hears somebody behind her, and it's Jesus himself. He's not the one that had blood running down his face. He's not the one that was weak. He was a glorified Jesus, one who had conquered death. And she didn't recognize it. But she recognized him when he said, Mary. That sound, the way he pronounced her name. She recognized it. She knew that this was Jesus, the one who had been nailed on the cross. He was alive. She was so happy. She was going to grab and squeeze him. He said, don't touch me. I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go and tell my disciples that I will see them in Galilee. And she gets up and runs back to tell the disciples. And here we find the disciples in a room, a locked room, afraid that the enemies of Jesus would come after his followers. They had heard from the ladies that the tomb was empty. They had heard Mary saying that he was alive. And they were discussing that among each other when all of a sudden there was he standing in front of them. Right in the middle of all of them. Boy, they must have been shocked. And Jesus quickly shows his hands. And there they see the nail marks. He shows his side. Now, peace be unto you. And this will happen. You're alive. And they start talking among each other and try to talk to him. And again he says, peace I say unto you. My Father has sent me, and now I send you. I sent you. If you forgive sins, they are forgiven. If you retain those sins, they will not be forgiven. So here, he says peace twice. Because he wants to emphasize to them, that's the reason I came. I came to bring peace between man and God. I came to bring peace between man and God. Man had disobeyed God, and God said, because you have sinned, you will die. Well, here's a good time for me. I've been trying to get this over and over. In the valley, I belong to the Hispanic pastors group or conference we have. In the valley, we have, I think, 5 churches that have services in Spanish. And every time One of them would come up and I would introduce myself. I was a teacher at that time, and the teacher, Claudio Perez. Oh, we have a joke. And I would listen to the same jokes over and over. He says, remember that Jesus said, because you have sinned, you will die. Well, listen carefully. In Spanish, it's said this way. Porque has pecado, Perez serás. You get the joke? Perez serás. I see Doris laughing. She got it. Perez means you will perish. But in Spanish, it sounds like Perez. Pastor Perez. No laughing. Okay. It's a lot better in Spanish. Okay. Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up. But no, really. We will die because of our sin. We can't escape it. God has commanded it. But in his mercy, he sent his son Jesus Christ, and he died in our stead. Not only for us here at Emmanuel, but for the whole world. And that's what he said. He sent me, now I sent you. I came, I did miracles, I told people I was their Savior. Some believed, some didn't believe. And then I died. I gave my life. Now I'm sending you to go tell this story. The story of Christmas. Remember the story of Christmas. That brings an idea. Not a joke. Remember when Mary and Joseph were in the stable? And who were the ones that announced the birth of Jesus Christ? The angels. And what did they sing? Peace on earth be toward men. They were announcing peace. Because of this baby, we are now joined with God. We're God's children. And this is again, peace be unto you. Peace be unto you. And today we shared the peace that we know that we have with God. Isn't it a shame that there's some people out there that do punish themselves, try to do good, try to do all those things so they can please God. But the only pleasing that he can get is the pleasing of death. But his son, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes shall not perish but have eternal life. That should be told all over the world. And it's being done. How did it get here in Emmanuel? Have you wondered that? Someone came and started a mission right here. And like Thomas, we have some people that are absent today. Why? They may have some hurts. They may have some feeling, I don't get what I want at the church. Well, sometimes it may be our fault. We don't get what God is handing to us. God has given him his word, his salvation. This morning, we confess our sins. And the pastor and all, like he said to them, now I sent you as a called and ordained servant of the word, I now forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are very fortunate. Some of us have heard about Jesus in childbirth. We were baptized, became children of God. And the best food that you can receive is the Word of God. And here, Sunday after Sunday, we're ready to feed you so that you can go out and practice that love. Practice that message to your friends, your neighbors, or to strangers. If you have an opportunity, talk to them. Because a lot of them out there are hurting. They don't know if they're going to heaven or if they're going to hell. We have the message of salvation. Now let's go to Thomas. The first time on Easter evening, when Jesus appeared to the disciples, there were only 10. You know, he gathered 12. So there were two missing. We know about Judas. He hanged himself. And Thomas was absent. When Jesus said, my hands and my side. 8 days later, when Thomas came, they rushed to him and said, Thomas, we saw him. The Lord is alive. He was here with us. He told us. We talked to him and this and that. Thomas said, wait, just a minute. You're a little disturbed. You're seeing things. For me, I have to see his hands. I have to put my finger in those nail prints. I have to put my hand on his side before I believe. Before I believe. And they tried to talk to him and talk to him, and finally he just gave up, walked away. But Jesus doesn't give up. 8 days later, when Thomas is with them, I wonder why Thomas kept coming and going. I think it's the same way with a lot of our members here. Sometimes we come, hey, that was pretty good, I'm going to go come again. And other times, well, I'm going to do something else. I just didn't get anything from it. Well, Thomas was probably that way. Let me go see what my brothers are talking about. Let me see what they're saying. Let me see if they're thinking like the way I think. But being alive, that's impossible. The dead don't come to life. But the Word of God says, you and I are going to live forever and ever. So that day, Jesus again appears right there where they're at. The doors are locked. The disciples are happy, except Thomas. He's really, you know, going to eat his words. Jesus walks up to him. Thomas, put your fingers here. Thomas, look and put your hand here. And what can he say? My Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. That faith that was just going away, just being smothered. You could see the smoke, but now it flares up. My Lord and my God. And then the Lord himself says, blessed are those that have not seen, but believe. Blessed are those that have not seen, but believe. So we have people on both sides. People that believe. People that are, their faith is dwindling away. People have not even heard about Jesus. So there's an opportunity for you and for me that believe without seeing, to rub off some of that faith that you and I have. We don't have to see, we have to believe his word. And that's the food. The Bible is the food that God feeds us to strengthen us. The Lord's Prayer, wow. The disciples said, teach us to pray. And then the first sentence, this is how I want you to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven. We have a Father in heaven, a heavenly Father, a Father who cared enough to send his Son to be part of us, flesh and blood, and yet his Son, to suffer and die just like we will, and just like we are. How many of us have had cancer or have been diagnosed with cancer? How many of us have lost loved ones? Husband, wife, children, uncles, aunts. How many of us have lost a job and said, it's all over? I was counting on this job to be able to do this and be able to do that. Now, what am I going to do? Cast all your problems upon Him who loves you, that gave His Son, and He will help you. And many times we scratch our heads, and we made it. I remember my father who said, son, we made it. We made it. Because he worried, because he had a family to feed, a family to take care of, rent to pay, and so forth. But when that hump is over, you say, thank you, Lord. You are with me. And I think the same way with Thomas. My Lord and my God. What a feeling. My Lord and my God. And many of us think, well, I just go to church on Christmas. I go to church on Easter and maybe some other times. But no. If you're hungry, you go to the best place you can eat. If you're hungry, church will feed you the Lord's words that are everlasting and a salvation for you and others. Let us pray. Lord God, we have many kinds of people in our congregation. Many of them are hurting. Many of them have lost loved ones. And sometimes we weaken our faith. But we need to sit down and tell myself, how much do I trust my God? How much does He love me? And we see the cross, and we see that His love is very, very deep. But we also see the resurrection, that He kept His word, that our Savior came and gave His life, that we may have life eternal. Help us to say, my Lord and my God, and live by it. In His name we pray. Amen.